What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This Haberman and Middlecoff segment is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs, linkedin.com/ham, and manscaped.com, promo code ham, and untuckit.com, promo code ham. Now to the segment.
This is NBA All-Star Weekend.
I didn't know that till like 5 hours ago. Did you?
Good news, John. Good news. I was watching the NBA on Wednesday night, so I was aware because there was the video of them asking Devin Booker would he replace Damian Lillard if asked. He's like, I'd have to talk to my family. Probably had a vacation planned. Damian Lillard still going to perform, even though he's missing All-Star Weekend with a... what's his injury?
A pulled groin.
Bingo! Yeah, a straight, exactly. So,
groin.
I'm excited about that. Here's the question.
Am I not saying that right?
What'd you say?
Groin.
Huh, say it again?
Groin.
Groin. Yeah, that one you got it.
Groin.
The faster you say it, the better you are.
Yeah, it's an oin. And you just put a G. Oin. Groin.
You didn't. Yeah. but when you put a G at the beginning, for some reason, you put a G at the end. Too.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
this is what many of you have DM'd about the ham bingo. We appreciate that. So here's my question for you. Like, Warriors season, we made it to the All-Star game, John. We've survived what we thought was a bad basketball season. My experience has been it's helped knowing that Klay and Steph are not gone forever, retired. Like, that's helped. Knowing now, I've just started thinking, like, okay, these guys will be back next year. I'd bring Steph back this year when he's healthy. I don't know what you think about that. Klay, I'd be a little more careful with, because Steph's like a broken hand. Klay's like a legit knee injury. But I would, if Steph is healthy this year, I would bring him back this year. I'd probably wait on Klay.
Okay, here's the key, guy. You've gone this far. Like, all your chips have been in the middle of the table to get the number one pick. Or at least have the best opportunity. You have the worst record as of we're recording this, at going into All-Star break, in the league by three games in the loss column. To me, if we get that to like a 3 or 4 game buffer, then because if Steph comes back and you're playing the Bulls, the Pistons, just hell, random teams that just rest their guys, you might win. And it wouldn't be crazy with him, Wiggins, Draymond. They could win like 5 games in a row. And I can't quite do that. And I heard Marcus Thompson was like, yeah, they probably immediately like rest them on back-to-backs and stuff. So they could cook the books a little bit. I'm okay with bringing them back if I cook the books to give myself the best chance. You've gone this far, guy. What if you agree you wouldn't risk like a 7-game winning streak to go from 1 to like the 6th? Because it's not separated by that much.
No,
that would be stupid.
John, it's a great point by you, and I think this is the strongest argument. The argument to not bring him back has nothing to do with injury, right? To me, the argument
I think it's fair to say he's
injury,
healthy. I think it's fair to say he's healthy right now.
Yeah, but I just mean like the knee with Klay, that's a different animal.
Yeah. Well, guy, how long ago did he tear his ACL? Like 5 months ago? It wasn't even that far. I mean, it happened at the end of July.
You're right. It's a non-starter. With Steph, it is wholly about, and to me, it is not about, if you've got the first pick, just make sure you don't end up at 4. No, it is, if you got the first pick, make sure you keep the first pick. Like, there is no Steph game that's worth going from number one to number two.
To me, guy.
Because what has this organization shown, John? They can evaluate high-end talent. So you want to have the first choice with this group. You don't want it to be somebody else. Somebody else, let them make the hard decision, and then you take the second guy, and no one can get mad at you.
And it's still out of your hands with the lottery. Like, you might still out of your hands.
Yeah, that's true. So you could argue, you know what? Because of the lottery, just bring Steph back. But
if you had to guess right now, do you think the basketball gods are going to give them the number one overall pick?
Yes. If they have the worst record?
But your odds are actually pretty equivalent to the next three teams. It's not that much different. I think that's part of the anti-tanking rule.
Right.
It actually doesn't behoove you. I think if we looked at the numbers, the difference between like one and three is might be not much at all. Because now, remember, it used to be you were guaranteed if you had the number one, the worst record, you were guaranteed a top three pick. I think now it's a top five pick. So you could end up with a fifth pick in this draft, which would suck.
It would suck. I think the basketball gods are going to give them the number one or the number two pick.
Well, remember what they did to the Knicks last year? They gave them the third in a two-player draft.
Well, yeah, the Knicks deserve that.
But they had properly tanked right last year, though, guys.
Yeah, yeah. But this is different. This is not – this to me is a little different. I just think, like, Joe Lake – like, shit goes Joe Lacob's way, John.
The Knicks
shit
guy?
Shit goes Bob Myers' way. Like, the Knicks are a history of people who things don't go their way.
The Knicks had the worst record in the NBA by two games last year and got the third pick. For example, who got the number one overall pick?
Pelicans?
Yeah, the Pelicans were like seven. How about this? The Grizzlies were eight. I mean, it's just shit could get weird.
It is scary.
It is. But they knew that. I just think that they just want the best chance to get a high-end asset. That you are beholden to the lottery odds. But I'm a big believer that you use these next two picks. I don't know if you've noticed, but the Timberwolves give up like 150 a game. They keep losing. And Carl Anthony Towns hurt now. They're going to stink. You can use back-to-back years' picks. Let's say you get this pick as the number two overall pick. Next year is like the fourth overall pick, in which I've just casually read some college guys and the Goodmans of the world that act like next year there's more talent coming into college basketball.
Well, USC's getting this guy, Evan Mobley, who everybody thinks could be the number one pick in 2021.
Catino's son?
No. Brother's on the team now.
That you could just have, like, how about the Celtics transition kind of from the big three to then making the trade and then what it got them? Just mm-hmm. And they just used the picks, right? They got Brown and Tatum and Marcus Smart. It's like boom, boom, bang. It's like that's their core, just those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you told me that, like, Wiseman and Catino Mobley's cousin is just like their Tatum and Brown in like 5 years, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Everyone's like, trade these guys for something. Well, let's just wait to see where the pick is. If you get the number one overall pick, I don't know about you, guy. I'm a believer in you take Wiseman, you take Anthony Edwards, and you build that guy around these guys.
It's not like Steph and Clay, like they're Clay's 30. Like, you got some time here.
Draymond's 29.
Time here to let it just marinate with great players. Give them some young guys. I'm with you. 14%. So the top three teams all have a 14% chance of the number one pick.
So there is no difference between being the third pick and the first pick.
But
the first pick guarantees you the top five.
Right.
But I am a huge believer, guy, unless you can get the Greek freak. Like, even like Bradley Beal. I'm keeping picks.
Yes.
And building around like Wiseman and Catino Mobley's cousin or the next Ja Morant around these guys. It's a game changer.
Here would be my desire then. Steph plays only at home. Occasionally, not even every home game. I haven't looked at the schedule at the end of the year. Plays no more than 20 minutes. So he could play first half. Does not appear in the second half of a game.
Yeah, we know that doesn't work, though.
Why? What the hell? Look at this team. Anything, you can do whatever you want.
Because minutes restrictions. Like, he's cooking and the place is feeling it. And it's just,
that's what I'm saying. You don't let him cook. You got a 7 field goal attempt. Your job is to get I saw somebody.
Haberman's on his couch. Steph's got 20 in 7 minutes.
It doesn't matter. Just show me a bunch of Wiseman highlights. Make me feel better. They, the other day, Slater used the phrase onboarding. Like Kerr said, I don't know if it was a Kerr quote, but Slater said, you know, the Warriors really love the second half of the season for Wiggins as an onboarding, which is like the most, you know, it's like what It's like I've only heard that phrase from people that are tech people. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I joined the company, 3 months onboarding, and then I'll be ready to roll. And I finally asked somebody the other day, what the fuck is onboarding? Like, you know, it's just learning the ropes. Like, okay.
Is that like a super smart way of saying it?
Yes, it's just learning the ropes. But maybe they have like a process, right, when you work at some of these companies before you start selling the product 6 months in.
It's what Rick Smith wants to do with the draft picks, onboard them.
Onboard them.
He used that comment in that.
Did he really?
Article.
I missed that. Anyway, so yeah, get the number one pick at all costs. At least have the worst. If you've got the worst record, keep whatever bad record you have at all costs.
Quick You're red right. flag on the NBA. The All-Star game's too late. You had, for the first time the last couple nights, I watched two NBA games, and I was pretty locked in. A couple nights ago, it was the Philly-Clipper game, which was really intense. The Laker-Denver game, I thought, was really good last night, two nights ago. If you listen to this on Friday. And it kind of feels like the NBA, you got this moment where there's just nothing else going on. It's like, you want to watch the Riviera? Well, that's during the day. You know, like NBA games on at night. And they just kind of built a little momentum these last couple nights of like some pretty sweet, powerful games. And they're just going to All-Star break now. This to me, All-Star break, week before Super Bowl. I'd go week before Super Bowl. That would be the All-Star break. And then just start playing, kind of ease in Super Bowl week back. And then by Super Bowl ends, you just got the kind of the next until March Madness to kind of own. And then put sweet matchups with star players. It's all of a sudden like, God, they got a little momentum, like with me, the consumer, and they're just gone.
Because we're really almost three quarters of the way through the season. That's the crazy part about the
All-Star
game.
I heard Jeff Van Gundy is like, there's not that many games left. I'm like, why don't you do it at half? Or even close? They're well over the 41 game mark.
Yeah, good point.
But LeBron likes that extra. Remember, they fought for the Players Association. It's a week. They like their time, guy. Because if you go to All-Star break, you need 3 or 4 days to also get a vacation because the other players get to vacation. That was a big thing with LeBron.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.